Hey everyone, and welcome to The Deep Dive.
It's great to be here.
Today we're diving deep into the world of split king mattresses.
Yeah.
Those setups with two twin XLs.
Right.
Creating one giant sleep space.
Exactly.
We'll be checking out an article from Mattress Advisory called Best Split King Mattress, Comfort, Support, and More.
Nice.
And just a heads up.
Yeah.
There's an exclusive discount if you use the link in the show notes.
Awesome.
So have you ever wished you could customize your side of the bed?
Oh, yeah.
Without messing with your partner's sleep.
All the time.
That's where split kings come in.
It's the best of both worlds, really.
But wouldn't there be a gap between the mattresses?
That's what most people think.
Yeah.
But you can get a mattress connector.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, it's a small price to pay for a good night's sleep.
Right. So let's talk about the mattresses themselves.
Yes.
This article reviews 5 top picks.
Nice.
So where should we start?
Well, how about the overall winner?
Okay.
The Helix Midnight Luxe.
Interesting name.
It's a hybrid.
Oh, cool.
Which means it combines different materials.
Gotcha.
For optimal comfort and support.
I see. Now, it mentions this zoned lumbar support.
Oh, yeah.
What is that exactly?
So it's all about targeted support.
Okay.
Think different zones of the mattress.
Uh-huh.
With varying levels of firmness.
Interesting.
It keeps your spine aligned no matter how you sleep.
Like that.
Plus, it has this breathable cover with cooling technology.
Wow, no more night sweats.
Yeah, no more waking up like you ran a marathon.
I love that. All right, let's move on.
Sure.
The Nola Evolution 15.
Yes! This one is amazing for pressure relief.
Really?
It has this plush Euro top.
Fancy.
And layers of foam to cradle your pressure points.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Perfect for side sleepers.
Oh, yeah. Those shoulders and hips need extra love.
Right. And it also has what's called tri-zoned support.
Tri-zoned.
Yeah. So it's like a customized hug for your body.
That's a great way to put it.
It has different zones of firmness to give you targeted support.
I see.
Softer under your shoulders, firmer in your lumbar region to help keep your spine aligned.
Very nice. I remember seeing a user review that said, "We both actually sleep now.
Wow.
I'm sleeping in my bed again and not getting up from pain. My spouse sleeps like a baby now."
That's amazing.
It really shows the impact of a good mattress. What's next?
Okay, let's switch gears to something with a bit more bounce.
All right, I'm intrigued.
The Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid.
Hybrid, so it combines different materials.
Exactly. It has layers of foam and individually encased coils.
So it's the best of both worlds.
You got it. And it comes in 3 firmness levels.
Oh, wow.
Soft, medium, and firm.
Talk about customization.
Right.
But with all those coils, will it transfer motion?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's important for couples.
The individually encased coils actually do a great job of isolating motion.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah, so even if your partner tosses and turns, you probably won't feel it.
Perfect. All right, so we've got mattresses for hot sleepers,
yep,
side sleepers, and those who like a bit of bounce.
Yep.
What else is out there?
If you like cloud-like softness,
no, tell me more.
The Puffy Luxe mattress might be for you.
The name itself sounds super plush.
It really is. It's all about luxury.
Nice.
It has layers of cooling cloud foam and a plush top. So it's like sinking into a cloud.
I can imagine.
But it still gives you support.
That's good, because I think some people worry that super soft mattresses won't be supportive enough.
Definitely a valid concern. But the Puffy Luxe.
Yeah.
It addresses this with its construction.
How so?
So it combines those plush comfort layers with a base layer of contour adapt coils for targeted support.
So you really get the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Now we have one more contender.
Right? We do. The DLX Premier Hybrid Mattress.
Okay.
It's a great option for those who need flexibility.
How interesting.
It comes with a split configuration top layer.
Oh.
So you and your partner can choose different firmness levels.
Wait, you can have different firmness levels on the same mattress.
You got it.
That's incredible.
Perfect for couples with different sleep preferences.
Wow, so one side could be super soft for side sleeping.
Exactly.
And the other side firmer for back or stomach sleeping.
Right.
It sounds like the DLX Premier Hybrid is all about personalization.
It really is. And it's also breathable and regulates temperature well.
Amazing. So we've got a pretty impressive lineup here.
Yeah.
But how do our listeners actually choose the right one?
That's the big question, isn't it?
There's so many factors to consider.
You're right. Choosing a mattress is a personal decision.
True.
And there's no one-size-fits-all answer. So in part 2, we'll talk about all the factors to help you make the best choice.
Sounds good. Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Glad to be back.
We've explored five amazing Split King mattresses.
We have.
But now let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
All right.
How do you choose the right one for you?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
It can be so overwhelming.
It really can. So many options.
So where do we even begin?
First things first, your weight.
Okay.
It plays a big role in firmness.
So someone heavier might need a firmer mattress.
Exactly. A firmer mattress prevents you from sinking in too much.
Like that Princess and the Pea situation.
Exactly. And if you're lighter, a softer mattress might be more comfortable.
It's all about finding that sweet spot.
Right. Now let's talk sleeping positions.
Oh, yes. That's crucial.
It really is. Side sleepers, for example.
Yeah.
They often need more pressure relief.
Makes sense.
Especially around the shoulders and hips.
So mattresses like the Helix Midnight Lux and the Nole Evolution 15 are good for that.
They are. They have those plush comfort layers and targeted support zones.
So if you wake up with a sore shoulder,
maybe
it's time for a new mattress. What about back sleepers?
Back sleepers usually do well with a medium firm mattress.
Yeah.
Something like the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid could be a good choice.
What about stomach sleepers? They always seem to be the toughest to accommodate.
It can be tricky.
Yeah.
But stomach sleepers generally need a firmer mattress.
To prevent their hips from sinking too deep.
Exactly. That can lead to back pain. The DLX Premier Hybrid on its firmer setting could work.
Gotcha. And then there are the combination sleepers.
Oh, yes.
The ones who move all around.
They need a versatile mattress.
So what would you recommend?
Something that offers both contouring and responsiveness, like the Puffy Lux or the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid.
Okay, those sound pretty adaptable.
They are. They allow for easy movement and provide consistent comfort.
So weight and sleeping positions are covered.
Check.
Now let's dive into mattress materials.
The fun stuff.
It feels like a whole different language.
It can seem that way, but we'll break it down. So first, we have memory foam.
Yes.
Known for that body-hugging contour and pressure relief.
But doesn't memory foam sleep hot?
It used to be a bigger problem, but a lot of newer memory foam mattresses have cooling technology.
So they've addressed that issue.
They have. Things like gel-infused foams or breathable covers.
That's good to know. What about latex? I've heard good things about that.
Latex is a natural material.
Oh, cool.
It comes from rubber trees.
Interesting.
It's known for being responsive, breathable, and durable.
Nice.
A good choice for hot sleepers and people with allergies.
Speaking of choices, are there eco-friendly options?
Absolutely. Organic mattresses are becoming more and more popular.
I've seen those around.
They're made with natural materials like latex, organic cotton, and wool.
Very cool. So now what about those classic innerspring mattresses?
Ooh, the innersprings.
They seem to be making a comeback.
They are. They offer excellent bounce and airflow.
But aren't they known for transferring motion? That can be a deal breaker for couples.
Traditional ones with interconnected coils, yeah.
Right.
But newer models often have individually pocketed coils to minimize motion transfer.
So it's similar to hybrid mattresses now.
It is. So look for pocketed coils if you want an innerspring.
Good advice. And speaking of hybrids.
Yeah.
We've mentioned those a few times.
We have.
What makes them so special?
Hybrids are like the best of both worlds.
How so?
They combine foam for comfort
and
coils for support and bounce.
So it's like getting the comfort of foam with the support of coils.
Exactly. It's a great balance.
Awesome. Okay, we've talked about weight, sleeping positions, and all these different materials.
We have covered a lot.
But there's still one big thing. Firmness.
Ah, yes. Firmness. It's so subjective.
What feels firm to one person could feel soft to another.
Exactly.
So how do you figure out what firmness level is right for you?
Well, it depends on a few things.
Okay, like what?
Your weight, your sleeping position, and just your personal preference.
So if you like to sink in,
you'd
probably prefer a softer mattress.
Right. And if you like to sleep on top of the mattress, a firmer mattress would be better.
But weight and sleeping position matter too, right?
Absolutely. For instance, a heavier side sleeper might need a medium firm mattress.
Makes sense.
While a lighter stomach sleeper might prefer a firm one.
So it really is about finding that perfect balance.
It is. And thankfully, most companies offer trial periods.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you can test it out before you commit.
And then there are warranties, too.
Exactly. It gives you peace of mind.
Okay. So now I want to talk about something that's important to me. Breathability and temperature regulation.
Oh, yes. That's a big one. Especially for hot sleepers.
Like me.
Luckily, lots of mattresses now incorporate features to improve airflow.
Like what?
available. Some have cooling covers that wick away moisture.
Oh, that's nice.
Others use breathable materials like open cell latex.
Okay.
Or gel-infused foams.
That's cool.
And some even have fabric-encased pocket coils for better ventilation.
Wow, so there are a lot of options out there for hot sleepers.
There are.
It's just about finding the right one. Okay, so we've discussed a ton of information here.
We have. But don't worry, all the details and links to those mattresses and that exclusive discount we talked about, it's all in the show notes.
So be sure to check those out.
Please do.
And in part three, we'll zoom out a bit
and
talk about the bigger picture of Split King mattresses.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to the deep dive.
It's good to be here.
We've talked about all these different mattress features.
We have.
But now let's talk about the bigger picture.
Okay.
Why should you even care about Split King mattresses?
Well, for couples.
Yeah.
It can be a total game changer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they solve a big problem. Sleep incompatibility.
You mean when one person tosses and turns?
Exactly.
And the other sleeps like a log?
Yes.
Or like when you have different temperature preferences?
Oh, yeah.
One person's a hot sleeper and the other is always freezing.
All the time. Split Kings let you both sleep comfortably.
That's nice.
Without having to compromise.
No more fighting over the thermostat.
No more fighting.
Or who gets the blankets.
Right.
Sounds like a recipe for a happier relationship.
I think so.
And better sleep.
Definitely.
So it's like an investment.
It is.
Not just in your sleep, but in your relationship too.
Exactly.
But now let's talk about the downsides.
Okay.
We mentioned the gap between mattresses.
Yeah.
But you said a connector can fix that.
It can.
And of course, there's the price.
Right.
Split Kings can be kind of expensive.
Yeah, they can be a bit pricier.
But it's an investment in your health and happiness.
Think of it that way.
And there are options for different budgets.
There are.
So you don't have to go broke to get a Split King.
You don't.
And a good mattress should last for years anyway.
It should.
So to recap.
Okay.
Split King mattresses offer personalized comfort.
Yeah.
They reduce motion transfer.
Uh-huh.
And they can even make your relationship better.
It's true.
By helping you both sleep better.
So true.
And even though there are some things to consider,
yeah,
like the gap and the price,
right,
the benefits are worth it for a lot of couples.
I think so.
Especially those who want to upgrade their sleep game.
It's a whole new world.
Now, before we go,
yes,
we want to leave you with one final thought.
All right.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Think about everything we talked about.
Uh-huh.
Personalized comfort.
Motion isolation.
Temperature regulation.
Materials.
Firmness.
All of it.
What stands out to you?
Yeah, what matters most to you for a good night's sleep?
That's something to think about.
Definitely.
And don't forget to check out the show notes for links to the mattresses we talked about.
And that exclusive discount.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Split King mattresses.
It's great to be here.
Sleep well, everyone.